scattered showers, especially by afternoon and evening. In fact, I think the chances are as high as 60% by Sunday night. And then more scattered showers in the forecast on Monday and Tuesday before another cold front middle of next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police are investigating a bank robbery. They say the Regions Bank on Coliseum Boulevard was robbed Thursday morning. They say a man went into the bank, gave the teller a note, and then ran away with money. Police say no one was hurt. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. Local police officers are attending the FBI Law Enforcement Summit in Opelika this week. Some of the topics this year include cybersecurity, problem solving, and media training. And Alabama State University's Marching Hornets will soon be playing on a national stage. The marching band will play during halftime of the Atlanta Falcons versus Los Angeles Rams game on October 20th. The band director says the performance will be a first for many students who have never seen an NFL game in person. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. It can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The arrests of two associates of Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani on campaign finance violations. Two men arrested at Dulles Airport where they were about to leave the country on one-way tickets.
Tens of thousands of civilians are fleeing as Turkey escalates its invasion into Syria, targeting U.S. allies, the Kurds.
Cuba Gooding Jr. appearing in court. He's facing two misdemeanor charges, one forcible touching, the other is sex abuse in the third degree.
In China, an NBA exhibition game featuring LeBron James went on as scheduled despite nearly a week of tensions between the country and the league.
President Trump is vowing to speak to the wife of an American diplomat accused in a deadly runway crash that happened in Britain.
Simone Biles once again in a league of her own. Already considered the greatest of all time, she nabbed her fifth all-around world title.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Friday TGIF edition. Let's do the name game before we get into our other details here.
Yes. Douglas Dietzel. Douglas Dietzel. You need to call 396-5477. Within the hour to win a $1,000 gift card. Well, the chance to win. Don't let me get ahead of myself there. A chance to win a $1,000 gift card to Dylan Rings on Brown Springs Road. So again, Douglas Dietzel, call 396-5477 within the hour for your chance to win this amazing prize.
That is an amazing prize. So give him a call. What's that number again?
396-5477.
Outstanding. Let's pull up to the clips here so we get back into action. Let's see, we haven't finished Snooty Nudie. Nudie's going to be asked about the protesters in Minneapolis.
Meanwhile, the president was inside conducting that rally. A crowd of protesters were gathering outside. What did you make of what you saw happening outside of that rally last night?
Well, I think it tells you where the country is. We are as close to a cultural civil war, as we have been since the 1860s. You have people very deeply divided. They have literally lived in two different realities. And I think that you have sort of the pro-impeachment left desperate to get to Trump, led by the New York Times and the Washington Post and the major networks. Then you have millions of people for whom Trump is the first president to really stand up for what they think their values are. And so that's why he consistently is in the 43 to 45 or 46% range of approval, because those people don't care about the noise. They see a guy who they think delivered on the economy, delivered on conservative judges, is delivering on standing up for America, and they're very prepared to tolerate whatever the marginal problems are, because they think he's the first guy they've seen in their lifetime who has the guts to stand up to the establishment.
It, I tell you, that footage last night of the protesters was really something to see. ABC News is running something that says that, let me pull it back up, Rudy Giuliani's relationship with arrested men is subject of criminal investigation, sources says. That's ABC News, not confirmed with anything else. We don't want to pass that on to you. We don't know if it's true or not. People can kind of mouth off pretty fast. Now let's listen to Newt Gingrich on how Trump is doing in the Dem positions.
You've made it very clear what you think the president's strategy should be just over a year out from the next election. Mr. Speaker, how do you think the president is doing since the Democrats launched this formal impeachment inquiry? How do you think he's doing?
I think overall he's doing fine. On occasion, I think that he would be better off to edit his tweets. I think at times he picks fights he doesn't need, or he says things that are stronger than he needs to say them. But he is a natural counterpuncher. He's been doing that since the 1980s, when he used to fight constantly with Page Six in New York. And I don't think we're going to talk him out of it. It's very simple. One, the economy has to keep doing pretty well. And if the economy is doing pretty well, he's probably going to get reelected. Two, ultimately, he's got to convince the country, and I think the Senate Republicans will help him convince the country, that this entire coup effort by Nancy Pelosi and the left wing is totally wrong, totally against the Constitution, has no basis in merit. And then three, he simply has to identify how crazy the left wing of the Democratic Party is. I mean, when they say, for example, that they want to have totally open borders, that would mean millions and millions of people. When they say, as Elizabeth Warren did the other night, that she favors paying welfare to people who are here illegally, or providing free health care to people who are here illegally, or what happened in the House, where all but 10 Democrats voted to put illegal immigrants ahead of veterans. Now, as that sinks in the country, that radicalism, I think, is going to defeat an amazing number of Democrats next year.
I think he's absolutely right. It's going to be who gets the nomination. You've got some people that can get the nomination, and they're going to just blow it away. Particularly, one of the seats is in Minnesota that we lost two seats in Minnesota. One of them, if you get the right person in there, it's going to be stellar. This is a great name, highly respected, but he's got to beat a person that's kind of more entrenched into, let's call it, the more social conservative circles. And the problem is, I don't know how the vote's going to go there. They love Trump there. It was a Trump plus 11 seat. And I think that we can get that one back. And that would be pretty big. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Doug. Doug, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
When I dialed your number, I had no idea that's what Newt was going to be talking about. And what I mean is his chance to get reelected. But what I wanted to ask you, as far as your expertise of 9 years, so it's going to obviously be a presidential election. And Dan, Joey Son, I think on his new show the first week, referred to them as hard hat Democrats that love Trump. And I don't think they loved him in 2016, but they love him now. And my question to you is, with it being a presidential election, how much of a positive influence, Dan, does that have on the Republican U.S. representatives, not the senators, for us to be able to get the House.
It's big. It's huge. And the thing that I knew Trump was doing well, it had a very much of a 1980s Reagan feel to it. People that were your, what we call them, Joe Sixpack, those people were supporting Reagan. And we knew from, we'd get in a cab and we'd start talking to a cab driver and ask them who they're, because we wouldn't tell them what we did, but who are you supporting for president? And it was amazing the number that said Reagan. But then you'd go out and you would have the Teamsters would show up at rallies and bring big old trucks. They had this thing called the Blue Goose, which was a stand for the press, so the press could get on it. And those truckers loved Ronald Reagan, loved Reagan. And when we were doing our bus tour, truckers would be sitting there doing their horns and everything. It was absolutely amazing.
Yeah, and it's got a, just real quick, and I know I've told you this twice, but you take hundreds of calls every week, and that's why we love your show so much. But on my mother's side of the family, they're all, almost all of those males are now retired, but anyway, they're typical hard hat Democrats. They voted for Reagan in 80, but a lot of them didn't say much about it. But then they started talking to their other hard hat peers at work when it came time for, you know, 84. And so I just really think that Trump will get more Democrat votes, and I think number wise he's gonna get a lot more than he did 3.5 years ago.
Yeah, and what happened, one of the formulas that worked for Reagan that I think is going to work for Trump if you get the right person to run against, is Mondale was associated with Carter. They threw Carter out because of the malaise and bad management. And then Mondale was trying to pick up the Carter mantle and then add to Democrat social type programs, and Reagan just ripped him to pieces with that. And if you get a Elizabeth Warren in there, or, you know, Bernie Sanders, which I don't think has a chance now after the heart attack, but and I think even Biden to an extent, because some of the stupid things he said, I think we're gonna look a lot more like 72 or 84 than we are like some of the Democrats that are thinking we're gonna look more like the Barack Obama time.
I think you're exactly right, Dan. Thank you so much for taking my call, and thank you for just empowering us with knowledge every day.
Well, I appreciate the kind words, my friend. 2729228. We're finished with Newt. Let's move into the DOJ guy that I sent you the clip. This is going to be step and go. This is a former DOJ Deputy Attorney General. Now, that's a position. It's kind of like, deputy to the president or staff assistant to the president. The deputy attorney generals are head of departments. This was a former head of the Public Affairs Department who, by all accounts, is really good, was really good. But he kind of got teamed out when new players came in. But listen to him talking about the Attorney General and asking written testimony, and see what he has to say about this from the whistleblower.
So should this be allowed in an impeachment inquiry?
Well, you know, everything about this impeachment inquiry is you know, strange and not something that we've ever seen before. I mean, we haven't had an actual vote for an impeachment inquiry. It's just sort of existing, right? And now we have somebody that's an anonymous source going in and not even testifying because they're afraid perhaps that the name gets out, but wants to submit written answers. Now, I just think this is extremely problematic for something that is a momentous moment in our history that we're going to base a quasi impeachment inquiry on written testimony from an anonymous source that won't go in there and talk to the committees in person.
Well, the point is to protect the whistleblower's identity, which there is obviously a historical precedent for. So what could be done? Written answers is what the whistleblower is, and now we're learning the lawyers for the whistleblower is requesting. There was talk about perhaps changing the voice if there was oral answers given, hiding behind a curtain. What else do you do if the job is to protect the identity of the whistleblower?
You know, it's not really clear. We've always kind of operated under the concept that if you send something to Congress, you might as well send it to the press, because generally they're going to find a way to put it out there. So I certainly recognize that there's an issue here with protecting the identity of the whistleblower. But I just think in this situation, when we're talking about impeaching a president, something that's only happened 2 times in our history, you have to get that person in there and testify. Now, it's up to Congress to figure out how they can do it to protect the person's identity. But in no way should written answers be substituted for actual testimony.
It's actually been 3 times, but we won't be too picky here. So he's going to continue on, and now he's going to be talking about the Biden problem here. Listen in.
You heard the president last night in that rally tee off on Joe Biden and his son, Hunter Biden. Questions about where Hunter Biden is, and there's a lot of accusations being thrown around. Based on the facts that we know today, did Hunter Biden do anything illegal?
Well, you know, we don't know. This may just be a swampy instance where, you know, it's influence peddling that really just happens in Washington and in international circles. But it certainly raises questions. And I think that President Trump had a good faith reason for bringing that up. I mean, if a crime was committed, we certainly have an incident where it's possible that something shady went on. It's not like he said, well, let's just go dig up this dirt on this guy for fun. He actually had a reason. He had something that he wanted them to look into. And I think he's in a perfect situation right now, at least politically, from a campaign perspective, because this is exactly what you saw with Hillary Clinton. Once he was able to get in on sort of the swampy nature of Clinton Inc., so to speak, that's really where he's able to get traction. And he's doing the same thing against Biden. And I think ultimately that's going to hurt Biden, who, you know, people want to like, but this is going to, you know, this is going to hurt that.
News on 93.1, Dan Barr Show will be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Lowe's makes it easy for pros like you to get the supplies you need for the job, plus deals to help you save. Whether you're building new construction or managing properties, shop now and get 15% off custom doors and windows. And lock down $10 savings on a Kwikset Cameron Satin Nickel Key Combo Pack, now just $39.98. It features smart key security technology so the lock can be rekeyed in seconds. For this job and every job after, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's, U.S. only.
It's Mattress Firm's Save Big Sale. Save up to $400, plus get 0% APR for 6 years, zero down, and zero due at signing. It's as easy as sign, save, sleep. And get a free adjustable base with any purchase of $699. Don't wait. Your budget stretches further at Mattress Firm. Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. Call 1-866-780-6220 for credit costs and terms. For new accounts, purchase APR is 29.99%. Subject to credit approval, valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale.
news and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Two 7 2 9 2 2 8 is where we are. Let's continue on with our former DOJ Deputy Attorney General here. Here he's going to be talking about the impeachment vote. Listen in.
Based on the fact that a vote has not come up in the House yet on impeachment, and we are wrapping another week of a lot of changes on the part of Democrats moving forward with impeachment, where do you think things stand and where do things go from here, Ian?
Well, look, I'm looking at this through a political lens because I think this is all political. I think the biggest thing on the legal front is the administration fighting the fact that there hasn't been a vote. So that's where the real interesting process is going to come into play. Will Nancy Pelosi bring impeachment up for a vote? And if she does that, where do those swing district Democrats go? It's one thing to support an impeachment inquiry. It's another thing to put your vote on the record. And they may lose the House just 2 years after they got it because of this.
I think he's right with that. And a lot of kind of professional political observers feel the same way. And you can see it within the information of looking at the polling data using some what-if polling. But again, let me really emphasize this. You have to have a good candidate running in the position. Dana Roybacker's seat, who Dana was a friend of mine from the 1980 Reagan campaign, he lost that seat, but you look at his vote that he received this time versus last time when Reagan was running, there was a 20,000 vote difference.
Right.
So whoever gets in there, if they can kind of hit that Orange County area, that deep red area, and they hit that and they turn the vote out, then you can go back and pick that seat up plus five others in California.
And through the few cycles we've been together, Dan, like election, whether for Senate or anything else, we've seen a lot of these bad candidates who should have been shoo-ins. Like, the seat should have gone to a Republican, but obviously there's the, I think, most disgusting one, you know, the Todd Akin legitimate rape comments, or the Christine Engel, I think, out in Nevada, go against Harry Reid.
And I'm not a witch.
Yeah, was that? Or that was O'Donnell, is their last name? Yeah. There's so many of these weird things where the candidate's not disciplined.
Well,
Roy Moore, yeah. And it's just, you have to have, it's one thing to have the generic ballot, but you have to have the right person who can live up to the job.
Yeah, and voters, particularly Republican voters, they don't just vote blindly. They actually, it's not like the sample ballot and some of the levels in some Democrat circles here. They participate, and they have a deeper understanding, not everybody, but a deeper understanding than the general population does on these subjects. So hopefully this thing will start moving in the right direction here for us here. Devin Nunes was on this morning on America's Newsroom. Now, we're going to have to kind of go through some stuff to kind of get there, but he's going to get into this lady that is testifying as we speak. Let's listen in.
So we're awaiting Yovanovitch on Capitol Hill. Do you expect that she shows?
Well, this is a little bit of like playing whack-a-mole. So we never know when the witnesses are actually going to show up. So, but we're prepared. And as you had in your report, we have a lot of concerns about this witness. It was well known. We've had several both former U.S. officials and current U.S. officials come to us and tell us that this was a very partisan ambassador. This is somebody that was not just supporting the Clintons when Clinton was running, telling the Ukrainians that Clinton was going to win, prognosticating about it, but also once Trump won, was bad-mouthing the Trump administration in Ukraine to Ukrainians and State Department staff. So she's got a lot to answer for. We're looking forward to questioning her this morning.
Okay, so I have two questions. What will she share about all this? Because she was in the middle of a lot of it would appear. And why aren't you there?
Yeah, well, So let's start with the second question. Why am I not there? Because we didn't know that if she was going to actually show up or not. We still don't know if she's actually going to show up or not. So what we're doing, because it's this, there is no format for this process. This is like a faux investigation, all right? So we never know when witnesses are going to be there. There's three committees involved. And so what we're doing is we're taking the members that are closer to Washington so they can get there faster. Of course, I'm all the way over on the West Coast. So, you know, we just don't know how many of these witnesses are gonna come forward. And this is not a real process. I think this is...
What is the question that you would want her to answer?
Well, our lawyers are all prepared, and the members who we're all prepared. We've been talking over the last few days preparing for this witness. And so we'll want to get her on the record of, you know, did she support the Trump administration? Did she really say these negative things about the Trump administration? Was she looking at journalists? Was she monitoring journalists in the United States? These are all questions that we want answers to. And so, and you got to remember, I want everybody to understand, this is such a, they're trying to use this for impeachment, okay? Even in the Russia hoax, okay, the investigation that I had to run, we gave the Democrats every single witness that they wanted. Every single one. In this case, they're not giving Republicans any witness. We don't even know the rules. We don't even know if the witness is going to show up or not show up. I'm trying to think of something worse than circus. Maybe it's just like a chaotic circus.
Now, he needs to drive that one home. If what he said is factual, and there's no reason for me not to believe it, that every witness that the Dems wanted, as the majority, they gave them that. And every time the Republicans, as a minority, have wanted a witness, they've done none of them. They need to sing that from the housetops and the mountaintops and really get that out there, because they've got to get across the notion that this is unfair, what they're doing. They're going, we're upholding the Constitution and nobody's above the law. Well, their means to do that, and if that is truly what you're doing, then use the means that you have there and do what the Republicans did with you. But it tells me that their real motivation is to get rid of Trump. And the country should be worried about that. Let's continue on with Devin. No, I'm sorry. So let's do a break. I'm sorry, didn't see. Going to be back right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Former Ukraine Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch says, meeting privately today with congressional committees, that President Trump pressured the State Department to pull her from the post.
In her opening statement obtained by Fox News, Marie Yovanovitch said, quote, I was nevertheless incredulous that the U.S. government chose to remove an ambassador based, as best I can tell, on unfounded and false claims by people with clearly questionable motives.
Fox's Mike Emanuel at the Capitol. She's accused by some Republicans in Congress of trash-talking the president. At least 25 homes are reported damaged in a wildfire burning in northern Los Angeles. Fox's William Lajeunesse is there.
0% contained. Mandatory evacuations for about 100,000 people. It did close two freeways, which, of course, is a nightmare for people trying to commute coming in. Now, there are about 15 new fires in California right now. The good news is most of them are smaller brush fires.
America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, this is Jan from Jan's Beach House. We opened 6 years ago and have always used Blue Water Broadcasting for our advertising. Rick and his staff are the best, and they're so easy to work with. Their advertising works.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Here's your weekend forecast. Today, very warm again with a high in the upper 80s. A good bit of sunshine with clouds increasing later. There could be some spotty showers by late tonight as that cool front sweeps through the state. I think the chances are small. Tonight's low 63. Tomorrow, comfortable Saturday with a high 79, 80, something like that. Nice tomorrow night, low in the upper 50s. Pleasantly cool. I think Sunday's high will be around 81, but some new wrinkles in the Sunday forecast. Scattered showers, especially by afternoon and evening. In fact, I think the chances are as high as 60% by Sunday night. And then more scattered showers in the forecast on Monday and Tuesday before another cold front middle of next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This is where we are. Let's continue on with Devin Nunes. Now, he said a couple of things that are important. As she's taking the posture that she was taken out of office by the Trump administration, I don't know what's wrong with that. I mean, she can be recalled at any time. So I'm not sure that that's a legitimate argument. But you heard Devin Nunes say, you know, what stuff did she do? Did she, Pete Sessions of Texas has said that, sent a letter to Pompeo that she was bad-mouthing the president and when his did his visit over there. What involvement did she have in the 2016 election with Ukraine and there? And so I hope a member of Congress asks her that question and has her own line to hear what she has to say. Did you have any type of dealings with Ukraine in our 2016 election? And the answer is either yes or no. And if it's no, and it turns out that there's supposed to be a yes, then she's got some problems. Let's continue on with Devin Nunes.
Heard a lot from your party questioning the process by which Democrats are trying to impeach the president. Do you expect the House to take up a vote on this?
I do. I don't see this as a real impeachment. But let's just try to go back, because a lot of people are saying, well, you know, people don't know. They hear bad things in the press. They're hearing things about Trump and Ukraine. What is this all about? I always go back to the beginning. The Russia hoax originated in Ukraine from Democrats, the Democratic National Committee, and the Clinton campaign, who paid for dirt from Ukrainians and Russians. Okay, that's the very thing that they're accusing Trump of doing. So remember, Donald Trump's under investigation because the Democrats got information from foreigners, fed it to the FBI, where they opened up an active investigation. So I just dismiss outright that there's any problem about President Trump or his personal attorney. He's being investigated by the FBI because of the Democrats. If he's over in Ukraine saying, hey, what's going on here? What's this dirt? Where did this come from? He has every right to do that. Remember, they said that they had more than circumstantial evidence of Trump colluding with Russians. You know, where are the Russians? The only Russians and Ukrainians that we know of are the ones that were working directly with the Democrats. And so I just reject this whole thing. They're trying to speed to impeachment is what they're trying to do here. And they're not running a traditional impeachment.
I apologize for stepping over you.
Yeah, and he does step up. I left that in there exactly for that reason, because he does step over him all the time. So let's continue on. Devin Nunes is going to, you know, we're getting more information here, and I like the way he's handling this.
Bring it back to today's witness. Why would the White House block others from being interviewed and allow this former ambassador to do that, knowing that she's still an employee of the State Department, the U.S. government?
My guess here is this is somebody that the Democrats have been coordinating with. Okay, let's not pretend that this ambassador hasn't been working with the Democrats. Okay, that's been happening. She is a Democrat. She's a partisan. It's well documented. Okay, so what's being reported this morning in some circles is that the Democrats issued a soft subpoena. Okay, well, that's because she wants to be able to tell the State Department, hey, I'm going to go ahead and listen to the subpoena. So the Trump administration, what they've said in that long letter that the White House counsel put out, that said, look, if you're running an impeachment investigation, we're not going to participate in this nonsense, okay, unless you're going to actually vote, have the House vote to actually have a real inquiry. But what's happening is that some partisan bureaucrats and former Obama people and Trump people are going to testify because they're working behind the scenes with the Democrats on the House Intelligence
Committee. But the question is, why did the White House not stop this witness?
Well, my guess is that there's some legal reason why this witness wanted this. I don't even know what a soft subpoena is, but wanted a subpoena. I think they called it a friendly subpoena, because I assume there's some legal way that if she's subpoenaed in some different way, she can come testify, because she wants to come and testify. This is part of their rollout. Look, they're going to leak all this out by tonight. I promise you, every mainstream media is going to have bombshell after bombshell that came out today in the hearing about how bad Trump was and how bad Giuliani was and how bad this career 30-year diplomat had all these concerns about the Trump administration and the president, Rudy Giuliani. That's what you're going to see about 12 hours from now on every single channel and newspaper across this country. Why? Because the mainstream media has been in on this from the beginning. They're trying to overturn the 2016 election. And we can go on and on. I can take the whole show.
But okay, well, let's move to the whistleblower issue here in the final minute we have.
I've got some breaking news here. I know it's going to make the audience very, very sad. Jane Fonda has been arrested in Washington, D.C. at a climate change rally.
What was she doing to get arrested?
Protesting?
Yeah, but I mean, it's one thing to, like, hold a sign or a megaphone or something.
Throwing something at a horse or something, maybe?
Right. No, I saw a coordinated, it was like they were like doing a wave. It was like a, you know, dancing. It was just like, really? Like, I don't get it.
Doing a wave?
Like they were all in sync, like synchronized dancing, like on their knees, and then they'd like all this crowd of folks like rise up and their hands would go up in the air and then they would flow back down.
I love artsy crafty protesting.
What are you morons doing?
You said moron. I love that. Well, Devin Nunes just gave us, and again, back to getting the predicate right. He's right that the news media tonight is going to be all about how she's outed Donald Trump and she's got the goods on him and this kind of stuff. And you're not going to hear the other side of the equation on here. Let's continue on with Devin Nunes.
Here's the former acting AG, right, Matthew Whitaker, on whether or not there's anonymity necessary in this case. He said this.
No, you're not. You're guaranteed that you can't be retaliated against, mm-hmm. and that's the whole idea of the whistleblower statute. But there is no reason, and I think the idea that this person wouldn't be safe, I think is sort of ridiculous. I mean, this person is making a huge allegation against the President of the United States on derivative information from a phone call. We've already seen the evidence, and I think they should have to testify and stand in front of the American people, and most importantly, the Congress, and answer these questions.
Let's see if it comes to that. The reason we bring that up, there's some reporting today suggesting the whistleblower wants to testify with written answers. Would that ever fly in an impeachment inquiry in the United States Congress?
It doesn't fly to be a whistleblower, okay? To just sit. The whistleblower already submitted his or her testimony, and it was false, okay? Because the whistleblower did not say on the form that he had actually come to Congress before. So the only people that don't know who the whistleblower is probably are the Republicans on the committee and most Americans. All the mainstream media, they know the whistleblower. I mean, for God's sakes, the New York Times basically identified the whistleblower because they gave all the clues that you would need in order to track who the whistleblower was. So the idea that we're hiding this, that this whistleblower needs to stay in hiding for his or her protection, is asinine. Nobody believes that. It's not true. If you're going to be protected, the whistleblower, and I want to make sure whistleblowers are protected, okay? But you can't just hide. You can't go to the Democrats on the committee and then later, I mean, look, a week ago they were saying that the reason that the whistleblower couldn't come forward is because Republicans were going to out the whistleblower. This is already after the New York Times outed the whistleblower. So I'm not really believing much of what the whistleblower is saying, but I can tell you this. The whistleblower has the right to come forward, but they're going to come forward in person and testify and answer all the questions like, when did you begin to coordinate with the Democrats? And that's where we'll start.
Let me, before I go to Pete, let me kind of add something on this whistleblower that among my group was talked about. It appears, and this is in the public domain, it appears that this guy had worked in the Obama White House and was an NSA person, and his portfolio included Ukraine. And then what he did is he left, and then some of his buds that were still involved in the stuff were the ones that were allegedly feeding him the information. He traveled to Ukraine with Biden, we think. The question, was he there in Ukraine when Biden did his, you have 6 hours to fire this guy? And one of the reasons he does not want to testify is he's going to have to answer all those questions. What did you go to Ukraine with Biden? Were you on the airplane? Which troops were you there? Were you, you had nothing to do with that call, but you heard about the call. And when you look at his notes on this and what the transcript said, they do not, regardless of what Democrats say, they do not match up. This guy may have a world of hurt problems. Now, there's supposed to be some other, quote, whistleblowers that are coming about. And this is that kind of intel, deep state, throw as much crap at you, and it's all about disinformation. It's all about getting you to go down the wrong road. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Pete. Pete, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey.
Hey, Pete.
How you doing today?
I'm good, my friend. And you?
Oh, I'm doing just fine. If we could go back a little bit.
Go back anywhere you want to go.
Attorney General.
Yeah.
I have... My concern is Mr. Barr is not pursuing his duties as an attorney for the people of the United States. The article that he had a meeting with a legal scholar, Mr. Murdoch, is questionable.
Why is it questionable?
Well, what is the America's United States Attorney General doing campaigning with Rupert Murdoch? You know, it brings to mind the back in the 70s when the Attorney General John Mitchell was, if I remember correctly, he was put in jail.
He was here in Montgomery, Alabama.
Pardon me?
Here in Montgomery, Alabama.
Right. Well, that doesn't say much for him. And then the folly that took place in the White House the other day with former attorney Mr. Meese, and
former Attorney General.
Pardon me?
Former Attorney General.
Correct. Correct. He was, he resigned with, under the Great Pretender's term. And
under Ronald Reagan's term?
Yeah, the Great Pretender.
I love how you use words like campaigning with Rupert Murdoch. He had a meeting with Rupert Murdoch. Why would that be campaigning?
Why does the Attorney General meet with the...
A media mogul?
Owner of Fox News.
And the Wall Street Journal.
True. Why?
Because he owns Fox News and Wall Street Journal. Well, do you think that Barack Obama never met with media moguls?
I didn't say that.
Oh, okay. It's bad if he does it.
I'm asking why.
Okay, how about this? How about this? Do you think that Eric Holder ever met with?
Why is he meeting with, legal scholars like Rupert Murdoch?
What? I'm not sure the way you couch a word, I'm not sure if you're using it out of parody or what. So why should he not meet with Murdoch? Let's try it that way.
What? Is he doing investigations? Is he
he is doing his duty. And part of his duty is talking to people that have pipelines into talking to big, wide groups of people, could be talking about antitrust, for all you know.
Really? Has that ever been done before by any other AG?
I'm sure, I feel confident that other AGs have met with media people. I feel confident of that.
You do?
Absolutely. Mm. Why would they not?
Why, and it, this is occurring at the same time that Don the Con is railing against his state-run TV.
Just talk normal. Don't try to add spin and parse things. Just talk normal.
Talk normal.
Yeah. Don't try to add things in.
I can throw that back to you, Dan.
What? When do I not talk normal?
You. What your spin? You document the standard party line and give no opposing viewpoint or facts in return. You just throw it out there, and the uneducated masses here in the state of Alabama.
go ahead and call them stupid, Pete. Call them stupid.
I didn't say that.
I know, but the uneducated masses. So you think my audience is not very educated?
I didn't say that.
Who are you talking about, Pete?
I look at this state and the lack of, I think it's in the bottom 10% as far as education is concerned.
Okay.
And
except for Huntsville.
Doesn't say much for education. And that's I state the uneducated masses. And it follows, and to get back to my original point.
So are most of those uneducated masses, are they Democrat or Republicans?
It's hard to tell.
Okay, Pete. I'm sorry. I've got to go here. I'm up against the break. You're welcome.
Okay.
Take care.
Have a good.
You too. You have a good weekend, David. Coming back to you. Dan Moore Show right after this.
The Dan Moore Show.
Yeah.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American-run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of five great prizes.
Play the name game with Blue Water Broadcasting, and you could win a $1,000 gift card at select stores from Eastdale Mall.
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Eastdale Mall and Blue Water Broadcasting.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
You ought to see some of these texts I've got from CCR, Joe, and Tammy. 272-9228. Yeah, we're a talk show. Let's go to the phones and let's go to David. David, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Thank you, sir. I just wanted to say, you can't explain nothing to Democrats. You're wasting your time.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Like Doug Jones. He just... He shouldn't have known Ben where he's at. Thank God we got Trump.
There we go. David, thanks for calling, buddy. You have a good one. Let me go to Terry. Terry, welcome to the Dan Morris Show.
Now, Dan, don't you put no spin on this, but you just tell me where Pete is. I'll take care of him, okay?
No.
Oh, man. I love the radio stuff. Thank you.
Thanks, Terry. Appreciate it. Let's go to Brian C. Brian C., welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey.
Hey, Brian.
Two things.
Yes, sir.
One, Pete needs to take his medicine.
Say that again.
Pete needs to take his medicine. He obviously forgot to take his medicine.
Uh-oh, he's off his meds.
Because I just sat here and listened to a man criticize the education of the entire state of Alabama, and he could not put a complete sentence together. The whole time he was rambling, he never completed a single sentence. It was like psychobabble.
I like that.
I mean, it's just unreal that they think that they are so much more intelligent than everybody else, and they lack common sense. Which reminds me, goes back to the old saying, common sense is a flower that does not grow in everyone's garden.
That is true. Good call, my friend. Good call.
Can I get in on the tweet creek?
Absolutely. Give me your month and day of birth.
4/7.
Gotcha.
Gotcha, Brian. When do we do that drawing?
Thursday. I mean Friday. I'm sorry, Friday.
What's today?
Between 2:30 and 2:40.
There you go. What's in the gift basket?
I hope a bunch of stuff I pick out instead of my wife.
Yeah, well, good
but
luck.
But I know it's going to be full of stuff she picked out.
Yeah, good luck with that. Let me tell you what. What you may need to do is an incognito winning here. Don't tell her.
Oh, I can't do that. I wouldn't feel right.
There you go. And also, she found out she'd murdered him.
Exactly. We finally got to go down there about a month ago, and it was absolutely wonderful. I had the Cuban... And she had a tuna salad sandwich. They were delicious.
You're making me
happy. Of course, I had.
You're making me hungry.
I had a little side of that camp stew.
Oh, yeah. Did you get some dessert?
Yeah.
Did you get some ice cream?
No, we did not. We were too full by then. and just couldn't do it.
Well, Brian, we're going to do that drawing next hour, so listen
in. And okay. Give me that month and day of birth again, just to make sure.
4/7.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks. Appreciate you. Thank you so very much. Let's see if we can pick up Susan here. Susan, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, how are you doing, Dan?
I'm good, Susan, and you?
I just wanted to say to Pete, I think you do a great job. I've been listening to your station for about a year or two now, and I think y'all do a fair job of breaking everything down for the listeners in a good deal of research on everything that you say that, you know, you try to give us the facts.
Well, but, for example, to show you how off he is, about half of my clips come from CBS Morning News, and I'm presenting what they are, I'm letting you guys hear what they're saying, how that's, you know, taking something and distorting it, I'll never know. But go ahead, Susan.
Yeah, never. Well, and also, I'm a first-time caller.
Okay, well, let's do this. Give me your month and day of birth.
It's 9/15.
9/15? Somebody had a birthday recently.
I did.
Susan, tell me.
I have one question for you, but before I forget to ask, and I hope this isn't a bad subject, but I've been listening off and on this week. I was on vacation last week in Florida, but I haven't heard from Randall. Have we not?
Yeah, Randall kind of comes on and off, so he may hear your point and he may call in. Susan, tell me about yourself. Tell me about yourself. Do you work?
Yes, I do. I work for a company. I work for a pacemaker company, so I'm in the medical industry.
Ooh.
So I'm in sales here in Montgomery. So
do you enjoy it?
I save lives every day. I do. I've been doing it for 22 years.
You must be a smart cookie.
Born and raised in Alabama.
I know. To peace world, you're never as smart. But I have a lot of doctor clients and people that are in the medical sales. They normally have to have some pretty good knowledge of science and medicine so they can talk about their product with some legitimacy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I make my daughter listen to your station every time she comes home to visit because I'm trying to teach her the ways of the world.
Where is she in school?
She is. She's going to school to be a chiropractor. So she, when she's home, I listen to you guys all the time. So I try to. She lives in Atlanta, so I try to keep her straight.
Well, I like that. Well, Susan, thank you so much for calling. We're gonna
thank you.
We're going to do that drawing next hour. Do you remember the times?
At 3 o'clock, right?
Or 2:30 to 2:40. What's in that gift basket?
$60, right?
Stuff you put in there, Susan.
Absolutely, yes.
My dear, good luck. I will be doing that drawing in about 35 minutes.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Tammy, Phil, Elaine, hang on for me. Got to go to the top of the hour break. It's a must-do break. Be back right after this.